Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with that blockbuster out of the Federal Trade Commission, blasting companies like Meta, YouTube, and other social media and streaming services. Says here the FTC believes they've all engaged in a, quote, vast surveillance on consumers, including kids, collecting and sharing more of our personal information than most folks realize. And it has led the agency to push for a need for federal privacy laws and restrictions on how that harmless post, showing off something as simple as even your new apple pie concoction, is allegedly being used to collect and distribute your data. And would you like to know what the FTC believes they're doing with it? Padlock your internet doors, family. It's about to get real. Mary Lynn Buckley starting us off.
The FTC says this was an investigation they ran and found 9 major tech giants, including Meta, YouTube, TikTok, and more, are tracking our personal and demographic data without us even knowing it's happening. Ian Scher, CBS News tech correspondent, says it's due to a lack of transparency.
The big tech companies that we all know, most of them, are collecting a bunch of data about how we use their apps, how we use their platforms. It is getting to the point where it kind of meets the level of what the FTC believes to be surveillance.
And that right now, social media companies are putting our privacy settings in our own hands.
It's all opt out, right? They're automatically hoovering up this data.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And you wonder what happens when you go to look up contact lenses online and you say, oh, that's it, I don't want it after all. And you get 40 different contact lens companies contacting you. Whoop, there it is. In Brooklyn, she says he asked her for a light for his cigarette. And when she told him to scram, the big jerk pushed her down onto some subway tracks. The 62-year-old woman recovering out of hospital today after taking a nasty push at Jefferson Street Station L in Bushwick. Happened just after 6 last night. Some other riders rushed over to help her up. She's in stable condition at Wyckoff. Thank goodness no train was coming. They're still looking for this guy, searching videos and everything to see if they can figure out who he is. Well, a pretty big pot bust this morning up in the Bronx. Today, Mayor Adams says police seize a huge stash of pot plants, cannabis flower that were being grown inside an apartment far beyond the limit that's allowed.
At this site, we seized 93 growing cannabis plants and 24 pounds of loose cannabis flower. Now, this is a residential building. This is not a building where you should be growing cannabis.
And New York Sheriff Anthony Miranda says they were sophisticated about it and had actually retrofitted the apartment to do their business.
This is a full processing system. It goes from a nursery to full-grown plants. They had 4 rooms where they eliminated the walls in many locations. They altered the physical location of the facility. They had an elaborate air filtration system, irrigation system, cooling system, and their separate lighting system as well.
Wow. The illegal grow house is at 923 Kelly Street, or used to be, in Woodstock before they shut it down here. The bust is part of the city's padlock to protect, designed to shut down illegal pot shops. To date, the mayor says the city has snagged about $68 million in illegal cannabis, shut down more than 1,000 illegal shops. Oh, boy. Not a good look for Governor Hochul today. You hear about this? A new Siena College poll is out showing her favorability rating at an all-time low statewide. Pollster Steve Greenberg.
Kathy Hochul has now hit her lowest ever favorability rating and her lowest ever job approval rating. Right now, only 34% of New Yorkers, a little more than a third, view Kathy Hochul favorably. A clear majority, 54%, view her unfavorably.
Yeah, her job approval rating tanked by 14% to now 56%. And then this, analysts say she has a lower net favorability rating in New York than Donald Trump. What's remarkable about that is that a blue state, this state is a blue state, not Republican red. We talked to the governor about the dismal numbers this morning, and she says,
the only numbers I'm focused on right now are the numbers to make sure that we can ensure that Akeem Jeffries is the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. So I'm looking at the number 7. 7 seats we need to flip, 2 seats we need to hold.
And rolled her neck and gave it a Zorro snap when she said it. Here's what's weird, though. While you might think the congestion pricing thing is what drove the governor's numbers down, guess again, previous polling actually showed the contrary. New Yorkers approve of many of her recent policy positions, including the decision to pause congestion pricing. In New Jersey, they've taken a 10-year-old into custody for allegedly posting a school threat on social media yesterday. Cops in Gloucester County say the child's post included a very disturbing video targeting the Franklin Township School District. Safety protocols immediately activated. They secured the perimeter of the schools, and officers remained on campus until the all-clear was given. They didn't release the boy's name, obvious reason, but they say he's from Franklinsville and currently enrolled. They criminally charged him now with causing a false public alarm. Well, as you know, former President Trump held a big rally last night at the Nassau Coliseum, but there's fallout today from some residents who don't support Trump and who say taxpayers shouldn't be hit with the $1 million security bill that came with it. In fact, they filed a federal complaint.
What was that? Are you serious? Oh, my God.
The raw reaction from Nassau County Legislative Minority Leader Delia DeRiggi-Witten after the county executive accused Democrats of wanting Trump killed because they are complaining about the $1 million cost of security for the Trump rally.
I'm really appalled by that statement. That is absolutely horrible. This is taking money from other services that we really could use, which is the opioid funding.
She wants Trump to reimburse the county. County Executive Bruce Blakeman also says that the county provides security for all public figures. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.